Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And ladies and gentlemen, I am here on what could be the last Monday night of 2019. I'm here on Monday, August 26th. And the reason that I'm saying it could be the last Monday is because next Monday is Labor Day. And then after that, I believe the start of Monday Night Football begins, and I am going to indulge myself and enjoy some football this year. So I will be moving the show to Wednesday nights as much as possible. I'll probably record on some Thursdays or whenever I get around to it. So just to give you a heads up that that's what's going to be happening to the schedule going forward. So I will not be releasing shows on Mondays unless it's a very, very special night. But otherwise, you'll hear the shows at some point during the week. And just to let you know that tonight is going to be a irregular show. I do not have a guest tonight. This week, we were actually scheduled to have a guest on Wednesday, but that guest rescheduled. And I've got a couple of things going on that is making this week hectic, so I went ahead and recorded tonight. There is a possibility that we're going to have a hurricane situation to deal with, even though it's not scheduled to hit until the weekend. People have to prepare ahead of time, so I may be spending Wednesday, Thursday, Friday helping people prepare for a possible hurricane, even though it is scheduled to become a hurricane and then not be a hurricane by the time it hits. We still have to prepare because you never know what's going to happen. On top of all of that, I have a client moving on Friday. So they are at the point where they actually have to move. They cannot delay any longer. I don't know if I can remember exactly what I've told you about this client, but this is the one that was supposed to be out in May. They were moving into a warehouse. They thought they would be able to make it two stories, and the city told them no. And so we're building out half or one third of the space in the office, which is what they're allowed in the city. And then after they get their occupancy license, which they hope to be this Friday, then they're going to build out the rest of it and do a whole bunch of stuff. This is also my client that we were installing, or we are installing, the new Freedom Voice phones. And Freedom Voice was kind enough to not charge them, even though we thought that they were going to be moving back at the end of May. They're obviously going to be moving in now, so they would have been paying for months without using the phones. And Freedom Voice was so kind and generous and said, nope, they don't have to start paying until they start using the service. So I just want to make sure I say thank you again to Freedom Voice that has been a sponsor on the show. They're not paying for sponsorship anymore, but because of that and for other reasons, I'm going to pimp them. I use them. They are my VoIP service of choice. I think they're doing a pretty good job for me. So if you still want to hook up with Freedom Voice, if you're looking for your first or a new phone vendor, head over to freedomvoice.com/partners. Everything is still there for the listeners here to sign up and become partners with them. They provide a great white glove experience and will help you with pretty much anything you need. So didn't mean to go into a commercial there, but just that's what we did. Let's see. So the other reason I am recording things out of whack here for the next couple of weeks. So next week, I am going to be in Atlanta for the Empower MSP conference, and that is hosted by SolarWinds. That is going to be September 4th and 5th, next Wednesday and Thursday. I'm going to be attending as a attendee, and I will be doing some more street interviews. So that will be happening next week. And if the show sounds a little funny tonight, it is because I am actually testing out a new mobile platform. If you have heard me do street interviews before, if you heard my podcast with John Dubinsky and Mike Wise that when we were in Orlando a couple weeks ago, yeah, horrible. So I am playing with some new portable podcasting equipment, and I'm publishing what happens on this show tonight and just giving you guys honest transparency on what's happening. Yeah, I know some of the shows suck, and listen, I'm not professional, even though this is a Podnuts Pro show. The pro is for tech business, not for podcasting. But I'm getting there, I'm working on it, and with your feedback, I guess I don't have much of a choice except to get better. So that is that. So let's finish up some of the housekeeping. I want to make sure that I go back and read some emails, because I know that I have not read them in a couple of weeks, maybe more. And I do want to say that I responded to David, and David sent me an email back on August 19th and basically said, haven't listened to the show in a while, still playing catch up and listening out of order. Now you understand why I made my comment about the Star Wars show. I emailed you before about a network tester and have listened to several Podnuts Pro shows on the topic since. I inquired about an upgrade from the Link Sprinter, and you recommended the Link Runner AT. I did not make the purchase because I am no longer directly in IT, but I'm planning on coming back to the dark side. I am a science fiction fan, but I don't roleplay, cannot speak Klingon, or understand droid. With that said, I did not complete the Star Wars show. Can you do a show on the Link Runner AT? What is the cost of owning a network tester? Do you have to pay for firmware updates? And you mentioned sending your unit in for calibration. So I did send David an email back. I am still working on a show with a new company that has taken over for NetScout. We are still working on that. We're still trying to figure out schedules, and we're going to be doing something special. This is going to be a live show, folks. You are going to be able to see me and see the guests and see the network tools as we talk about them. So we're working out all those logistics. I will be probably doing a couple of those specifically for the network testers, and we'll see what happens down the road. To answer David's questions about the cost of owning a network tester, so the bottom line is if you go to my Amazon link, you'll see all the testers that I talk about in Amazon, so you got the prices there. But in terms of paying for firmware updates and sending the unit in for calibration, so most of these tools, and when I say most of the higher-end tools, the Link Runner, the OneTouch, the higher-end tools do have to go in for some sort of calibration every now and then. When you send them in for calibration, they will do the upgrading of firmware at that time. And for each of these, there is a support plan that you can purchase. So that cost, I mean, it's not, I'm not going to lie, it's not cheap. For instance, I think my last warranty purchase, I think was like $1,500. I don't have my QuickBooks up, so I can't pull it up real quick, and don't hold me to that. But that is the OneTouch, which of course that is, you know, a few thousand dollars for the tool itself. For the Link Runner AT, for the Link Runner G2, the cost is going to be less. But when you go to make the purchase and you look at the links, you will be able to see what the purchase price is for their warranty plans. The other reason that I'm kind of scrambling here is because NetScout was sold off to a company called Stone Calibur. Many of you remember when I announced that earlier this year, and it is now under a new brand, and I will get all that information shortly. You've probably seen it out there. I just don't have my stuff ready here to say it, so I'm just going to skim over that and move along with the show. All right. I also want to, Carrie Holzman sent me an email. Just getting caught up on Podnuts Pro and wanted to let you know I really enjoy them and I recommend them to my YouTube audience all the time. Keep it up. All right, Carrie, thank you very much. Carrie, the co-host of Tech Vets with the Mike Tech Show, and also has a very good YouTube channel out there teaching everybody how to build and troubleshoot computers. Also does some product demos and stuff like that. A very good informational channel. Carrie Holzman, a legend and pioneer in our industry. And let's see. Oh, I wanted to acknowledge that actually this just happened today. So a listener, Diana, had emailed that she Let's see. Appreciate your podcast and the information you provide. When I go to the Cyber Drain website, I feel like there is something missing. I don't see anything except a picture of a script and empty comments. Okay, so she had emailed because I had had Kelvin Tegelar from Lime Networks on the show a couple of weeks ago and talked about his website Cyber Drain, which is a PowerShell scripting site. And she went to that site and had some issues. We both emailed Kelvin. And to be honest with you folks, I didn't think he would be as fast as he was, but he had the site fixed in less than half an hour. Remember, he's in the Netherlands, not Amsterdam. So Kelvin took care of that. It was basically a WordPress update and he fixed it and all is good. And let's see, I think those are the emails that I pulled out just to make sure I wanted to mention. However, let's see. I want to, I pulled this email out because, so I want to talk about a couple of tools that I ended up using. And one of them was a tool that got recommended to me. And when I tell you how far back it was recommended to me, you'll kind of laugh. Chris Crispell recommended this tool to me back in October of 2017. And I can't even remember exactly what I was asking for, but it had to do with Windows updates and patches and blah, blah, blah. But Chris had sent me an email recommending a program called Batch Patch. And that's literally how it is, folks, batchpatch.com, which is essentially a WSUS replacement. It works great in small and medium environments, besides doing the Windows updates. And basically what it does, just to let you know, is you can install Windows updates remotely across the network. You can patch and reboot computers. There's also some other features in there, such as Wake on LAN. You can reboot or shut down hosts. There's a ton of things inside of this batch patch program. You can start and stop services remotely, terminate remote processes. There's a task scheduler. It is a very, very robust program. The reason I went back to this was I had a client last week that a Windows update broke their billing program. And it was something where we had to literally uninstall this on 70 computers pretty quick. And I remembered the program. I went, looked it up, downloaded the trial version. And with the trial version, you can only do 4 at a time. So I ended up paying for the program. And it was a little steep for just this one task that I used it for, but I basically paid for the 2 years of support and update protection. It's $4.95, but I had already used it, well, since I bought, okay, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to edit this, but since I purchased it last week, I've already used it 2 other times, so I think I've already got my $4.95 out of it. But essentially what I did was found the update, and with Batch Patch, I was able to load up all the computers from Active Directory, isolate the one patch, and just tell it to update and uninstall, and literally within minutes, it was uninstalled from all the computers. There was a reboot that had to be done, but literally people could reboot at their leisure. It didn't automatically reboot them. And I just wanted to, you know, do a shout out to Chris and say thank you. Even though it's 2 years later, I did get around to using the program and I purchased it and now I'm recommending it. Batchpatch.com. I will say this, I did have a little bit of trouble. And again, this is probably me not understanding scripting very well, but the patch was uninstalled successfully on all the Windows 7 machines and not all of the Windows 10 machines. And I didn't have time to go in and try to figure it out. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. So we just manually uninstalled from the Windows 10 machines. It was just a few, which tells you how many Windows 7 machines we have to upgrade or replace with Windows 10 machines come January 2020. So it's going to be a busy month when that time happens. But that was that. So I wanted to say holla to Chris. And let's see. The other set of tools, which, again, I don't know if you guys will be happy with this, but I ended up using, this was that same client where they have an in-house IT. So let me first qualify that and let you know. The in-house IT had not done Active Directory cleanup in quite some time, probably a couple of years, maybe more. So they asked me to help them do some cleanup, and it was just something where I recognized that, oh my goodness, there's a ton of disabled inactive accounts in here. So SolarWinds has an admin bundle that is free where you can find and remove inactive users and computers. Now, it's two separate tools, but it's part of this admin bundle, which depending on where you find it, it looks like there's three or four tools. The one I downloaded has three tools: inactive computer removal, inactive user account removal, and a user import tool if you want to import a bunch of users at once. So those came in handy, and literally, again, a tool that, you know, I didn't have to go in and install all my other admin tools where I would normally go in and install my Hyena system tools and then go in and look at the Active Directory and then do the thing where you can find out the last log on and then sort by. You just put this tool in, it installs really quickly, I think less than a minute. You go in and tell it how many inactive days you want to, you know, set the filter for. It lists them all, you check them and remove them. And so I did a whole bunch of removals in probably 10 minutes with this tool. So the SolarWinds admin bundle, I'm going to have the link for both Batch Patch and the SolarWinds admin bundle in the show note. All right. And before I forget, let me also once again talk about TechCon Unplugged. That is the conference that we're going to be having in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And depending on when you listen to this show, it's coming up pretty quick, September 20th through the 22nd, hosted by Jeff Halish, Paco LeBron. It's going to be a great weekend, folks. We've got some pretty good sponsors and speakers. We're going to be having basically tech-to-tech talk on a lot of subjects. Head over to TechCon Unplugged and look at everything there. We have tickets available. I believe I heard Jeff say that we are over 70 attendees already, so it's going to be a packed house, folks. $199 gets you all your meals and snacks at the event, gets you dinner at Dave & Buster's, and all of the content, networking, and business strategy stuff that you can get there. So head over to techconunplugged.com, and I will see you in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And one last thing that I wanted to do. I just mentioned his name, Paco LeBron. This show is dedicated to my good friend, Paco LeBron. I basically just finished listening to his last show on Tech Life called We Are Not Trunch Slammers, and that has been edited for content. So if you go to the show and you see the actual name of the show, and if you listen to the show, you'll know that editing had to be involved. And I just wanted to give my support out to Paco and give my support out to Paco and basically just support him and support everybody in our community. And I just want to go back and give everybody a little history. I was at the one conference with Paco when we were sitting in the audience at a MSP panel discussion where the Yahoo on the stage basically complained about Trunch Slammers, Johnny Ponytail, whatever. And I was, at the time, I was quite offended because, you know, it wasn't necessarily that he was, you know, just only pointing out Trunch Slammers, but it was, you know, all of these one man, one person shows that were stealing his business and made it sound as though anybody that wasn't an MSP didn't deserve to be in the industry. And of course, I, you know, and Paco and a lot of people took great offense to that. Because listen, there's a lot of room in this industry for people like us. And if you have listened to this podcast, if you've listened to me be a part of the Podnuts community for years, you will know that in 2015 and 16, I took on the persona of the man in the van specifically because of that conference. And actually, I just found out, well, I didn't find out, but I went and checked. And I had gotten the web domain, maninthevan.com, .net, and it still works. And it just basically redirects to my site, but it was just something where, you know, I spent a year helping people in this community realize that just because we are one-man operations does not mean that we are, you know, all fly-by-night sucky techs. There are a lot of good techs out there that operate as one-person shows. Men, women, black, white, we are out there doing the job and sometimes better than the larger companies out there. Now, just like in any industry, you're going to have some bottom feeders that are not doing things well, that are not doing things right. You're going to have some big companies that are not doing things well, not doing things right. We see it all the time with these DIY shows on HGTV and the DIY channel where people, you know, always complain about shoddy contractors, and they can be, you know, the friend of a referral. They could be companies that are here 1 year and then gone the next. It does not matter the size. What matters is, are you doing a good job taking care of your customers? And I'll be honest, there are some solo techs out there doing a much better job than some of the larger MSPs. Now, I don't want to make this into a us versus them. This is not me saying that, you know, solo techs are better than MSPs. This is not me defending one side or the other. There is room in this industry for both. And when I say this community, basically, listen, there are groups for all of us. And you know, I'm speaking to people that, you know, are listening to my show. Many are of the Podnuts community that, you know, yes, they're on the smaller side. One techs, 1 to 5 shops, computer repair shops. But I know that there are MSPs that listen out here. And the reason is because I do a pretty good job. And, you know, I try not to make a big deal of it. But, you know, I went through the struggles of trying not to be seen as a trunch slammer. But I had to do it in kind of the same way that I've done a lot of things in my life. And folks, there are much more important things to worry about in life than being a trunch slammer. For God's sakes, I'm a black man in America. And even though it's 2019, I do have to worry about saying the wrong thing, walking the wrong way, down the wrong street. I'm not going to try to play that up. That's what happens. So, you know, when I have my customers meet me, whether it's for the first time or whatever, I want them to look at me as a tech, not as a black guy, not as a trunch slammer, not as an MSP. I want them to look at me as a tech who can help them fix their problem, maintain their business, maybe save them a little money. But the bottom line is my job is to help them run their business, keep their computers running, and not lose their data. Those are the things that I really strive to do. So there is room out there for all of us to do that. It doesn't matter if you're a single tech or 100 techs. That's our job. So I just wanted to support Paco, support other people out there. Listen, it's a community. And like I said earlier, I don't want to put us all against each other, but we are there to help each other out. And that's really what we should be doing. We should be encouraging each other and not criticizing each other. We should be forming ourselves this community that we've talked about, where we provide each other with collective wisdom. You know, we have heard it said many times, no one person ever has all the answers. All of us need help. And I know that I have reached out and gotten help from other techs, from other companies, big and small. I've had both reach out to me, big and small, because there are things that I've done that they haven't done. So that's what we're about. We are about pushing our limits. We are about getting new ideas, helping each other out with just simply how to run the business. We give each other support. We give each other accountability. We have peer groups. We have other groups that we belong to, whether it's Podnuts or ASCII or CompTIA. And that is simply to help each other raise our game. So the world isn't going to be run completely by, you know, Microsoft and Amazon and Google and Home Depot. You know, mom and pop businesses exist in this world because it is needed. Why? It is needed because when companies dump their residential, who's going to do it? We need people to still do residential. When companies say that, oh, you only have 10 people, that's too small, we can't handle. You know what? Those businesses still need support. So that's what we're going to do. And so folks, you know, I'm here as a voice in the community, but I'm just like everybody else. I'm struggling all the time. You know, I'm not in all the groups on the Facebook. I'm not in every club. I don't post podcasts every single week because I don't have the time. I have to run my business. I have to live my life. But I am committed to being on this show as much as I can to give back and share knowledge, bring on vendors, bring on other techs, bring on products and services that are going to help us in our business. And to be honest, I think that we have done a good job of that. We have done a great job of encouraging each other. We have actually also done a good job of calling people out, whether that's other techs for slamming other techs, whether that's vendors for not doing a good job. I mean, you know, I don't want to say anything specific because I haven't talked to them to see if I have their permission to do it. But, you know, other podcasters and other guests have come on and slammed companies that have done things wrong. We are going to do that. I am going to do that when the time comes up. So if you're a vendor out there that is screwing over our community, I'm going to say something about it. If it's just a mistake and it can be fixed, let's talk about it. Let's get past it. Let's move on. Let's help each other do our job. If it's a vendor or a tech that is maliciously doing something against our community, that needs to be brought out. I will do that as well. Paco did a very good job of saying we are not crunch slammers, meaning we do the same things you do, whoever you are. So if you're out there complaining about the crunch slammers, well, do your job better so you don't have to worry about us. If you're out there being an instigator, putting posts up, hey, somebody define crunch slammer for me. You know what? Don't do that. You do your thing. I'll do mine. Let's help each other out. And I just wanted to give my support to Paco and everybody else out there, letting you know that, you know, I'm here helping as best I can. And my goodness, I did not plan for this to go this way. So I got a little heated. Maybe it's time for me to go get some tea. So I'm going to go ahead and end off the show here, folks, and we'll have a better show for you next time. I will have a great guest, and we are going to do things as best we can to keep encouraging each other. But one thing I'm going to let you know, I am the man in the van. Holla.